And Maddox is in the choir. He was singing. And it was because of COVID, this was their only event this year. And then on Thursday night, we was back up there for Hudson's football game. So Martha, I got the two put together when I talked to her on Wednesday. But I appreciate Brother Lloyd and glad to hear that you had a good service. Thank God for that today. And to Jim's point, it doesn't matter who's preaching. As long as folks are praying and lifting up the name of God, we'll all rejoice in the word of God. In the book of Exodus is where we'll be reading from this morning. If you want to open your Bibles there and follow along with us in the 15th chapter. And I believe that God will bless you through his word this morning. Not through me, but through his word. Because I know God can take me out and put somebody else right in my place and never miss a beat. See, I need him more than he needs me. Amen. And I appreciate him and love him this morning. Exodus chapter 15, starting at verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he drowned into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host have he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also were drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, have dashed in pieces the enemy. In verse 7, and in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And stop reading there in verse 7 today. And this is a song that Moses constructed after God had delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and they came out there to the Red Sea. And you remember many people began to murmur against Moses and said, why have you brought us out here to die in the desert? Pharaoh and his army is coming toward them to destroy them. And there's no place for them to go because the Red Sea is right there before them. No place for them to move and get away from the enemy. And besides that, with the number of Israelites that there were, and the Bible doesn't give us an exact number, but it is estimated based upon the events that there was 2 to 3 million of the children of Israel. This wasn't just a small number, this was a mighty number. And here come Pharaoh and his army to destroy them. But you remember Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, that's spiritual, ain't it? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And God parted the Red Sea. Not Moses, God. And when they got to the other side, Moses wrote a song that we read to you, part of it this morning, because God had done so much for them. Moses said, I've got to sing a song. And he wrote the song, and we have it in word today, how that they sang that song. And my text this morning is, what song are you singing? What has God brought you through that you look back and you say, I must sing a song unto the Lord? We have a book. In fact, we have several books of songs that's been written to uplift the Lord, where people have written these songs to thank God for what He has brought them through, just like the songs that Tara sung and Jack and the girls sung this morning for us. We have songs that we depend upon to get us through hard times, to get us through that we will thank God for what He has done for us. I've been listening to some of the old songs. How many of you like me? The old songs are just the best, because we can relate with them. How great thou art. Or I go back, I've been listening to a lot of the Hensons, and when I hear them sing their songs, and what a blessing it is. When I hear Brother Lloyd or Tara sing that song about the old ship of Zion, I mentioned the Hensons when they sing that song, The Lighthouse. How many of us have songs that we sing unto the Lord for what He has brought us through? You see, for all the time that they, especially the last 80 years that they was down in Egypt, 80 plus years, there was no song to sing. Pharaoh was hard against the children of Israel. He got so hard that he was worried about them overtaking them because they was growing by such numbers. And he even commanded the midwives, when you see a male child born to one of these Israelites, kill it. How many hundreds or thousands, or maybe even more, hundreds of thousands of babies was killed during that last 80-some years that they was down there in bondage? How many mothers wept as their child was taken and killed before their eyes? And we know that their burdens were heavy. The making of the bricks and building the empire for Pharaoh, the labor was hard. And there was no compensation for it. They were slaves. And not just this, but we look at all the things, the taskmasters, how that they would beat them if they wasn't able to keep up the pace that they needed in order to build the kingdom for the Pharaoh and his folks. There was no song to sing. How many of us today have been in places where we had no song to sing? You know, even the children of God at one time said, we have no song. We are in a strange land. We have no song to sing. Another passage of Scripture says that they hang their harps on the willow trees. I think we've all been in a place where I just don't have a song to sing. As I look at this audience, some of you now are going through things. I didn't mention this morning, but we need to remember the Fredrickson family. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't. There are things that families are going through that has taken their song away from them. That mother that lost those children and that young man that committed suicide, their family and friends, their songs are gone. How many of you remember a time when you couldn't sing a song? They were hard-pressed. They were depressed. And they were even frustrated. And the Bible says in the second chapter, because Pharaoh died and another king took over, his son, they sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. All that time, they had no song to sing. Even at times in my lowest valley, and at times when we weren't as close to God as we should have been, I could always remember a song that I could sing. Many of us grew up, I remember Dad coming home from work, especially on Saturdays, and he would turn on the record player. Some of you, after church, I'll describe to you what it is. And he would put on one of the albums, Happy Goodman Family, or the Hensons, or one of the other big names at that time that the songs would play. And I grew up hearing those songs, and in my dark hours, those songs would come back. And God would bless us to have a song. But you see, they, for so long, was quiet. It reminds me of the church today. We've been quiet for so long. Our song has been taken away from us. But Moses, when they got to the other side of the Red Sea, wrote down this song that he said, and the children sang it with him, along with him, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. God never does anything halfway. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. And it caught on, because toward the end of this chapter, then Miriam, his sister, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. We've got something to sing about. Doesn't matter in this time in which we live in what you're going through. If you've got Jesus Christ in your heart and life, you've got a song that only you can sing. And only you will understand why it means so much to you. I mentioned the lighthouse. How many of you are thankful that there was a lighthouse on the hillside? That you was able to see in it, even though your ship was going down, you was got it safe for because of that lighthouse. We think about songs that they sung this morning. What a day that will be. Have you ever thought about what a day that will be? When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by his hand and leads me through the promised land. That's a song, ain't it? Or we go back and we sing that song, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. There are many songs that we could sing. But sometimes, Sister Kathy, the best song that we can sing is like when little Nick used to stand up here. And he would sing a song that none of us knew the words to. Because he would make it up as he would go along. Some might say, well, he ought to learn a song. He had a song. He had a song. And sometimes when we're all by ourselves, how many of us compose a song that we get the words wrong, but we're singing a song that comes from our heart? Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for keeping me all these years. Thank you for watching over me. Or like Villa used to sing that song, thank you, Lord, that when I woke up this morning, the kids were all well. I still miss we have Brandon's kids with us during the week and this morning. I miss and I look forward to hearing the children walk through the house. Reese and Sean sneak, but Zoe She just walks right in like she owns the place. And when I hear her coming up the steps, I say, "Where's Blondie at?" And she'll come over and give me a hug, and that gives me a song. I might be depressed, but you know what? When her, or especially little Gavin, when he leaves, we have to tell him goodbye about 15 to 16 times. But Brother Lloyd, when I hear him say, "I love you, I love you," my song begins to sing. Thank you, Lord. I don't know why you've been so good to me, but I thank you. You see, sometimes we think we have no song to sing, Eli, but we've got a reason to sing unto the Lord, for He is gracious and kind and merciful toward each and every one of us. We've got a song to sing. Yeah, the doctor's report didn't come back the way we thought it would, but I've got a reason to sing because I know the great physician who sits on high. The country is in turmoil. People are wringing their hands, and many of us are worried about what's going to happen. But God's not worried. And sometimes, Ron Ball, I think he looks at us and says, "Why are you so upset? Have I ever let you down? Have I ever let you down?" We've got a reason to sing a song. Jim and Willa Dean up here because of a death in the family, but still they had a song to sing. She's gone on, but she left a testimony. She's gone on to be with the Lord. And what a day that will be when we all gather on the other side. Moses had that song, and then it caught like fire. And Miriam and the girls was out there singing it with their timbrels and dancing. People say, "I didn't think Baptists are supposed to dance." David danced before the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about the dancing like they do out there in the world. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost-filled dance. How many of you have ever seen a good old woman of God filled with the Holy Ghost get up and start testifying or start shouting, and next thing you know, they're doing a little dance for God? They're not doing it for show. They're doing it to say, "Thank you, Lord. I praise you for the song that you've given me." The Bible says, it teaches us today, that in the book of Psalms, in the 68th chapter, in the 4th verse, he says, "Sing unto God, sing praises to His name. Exalt Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name, Jah, and rejoice before Him." That name that we messed up there is Jehovah in the Greek. And it means the one, the self-existent one, He who is and was and is to come. Amen. Amen. We've got a reason to sing, because our God not only is a new God, but He was here before the world was, and He is still here with us. How many of you feel the presence of the Lord in your life? And not only that, He is to come. People say, you get excited about the Lord coming. Actually, I get a little worried, because I've still got loved ones, and you still got loved ones that are lost and undone. But yet, there is a part of me that says, "Lord, why don't you come and put sin in its place and take your people out of this sin-filled world?" You know what makes our lives miserable? Sin. Sin. It's not people. The people are only reacting to the sin that lives in them. He's coming to get us all and to take us home. What is your song this morning? I think we all ought to have a song that we can sing unto the Lord. You say, "I can't even carry a tune, Roger. How can I sing unto the Lord?" I'm not talking just with a outward audible voice. But how many of you in the house or in the car or at work or at home or wherever you might be, you're singing a song? There's one that's stuck in your head. And folks, I don't know how I know so many songs. I give God the credit because we grew up in church. You see, people that don't have a song haven't been taught that God can help them. And we that are God's people, when God blesses us, we ought to be singing a song. How many of you go around and when God blesses you, you say, "Thank you, Lord," or "I bless your holy name." I thank him at times for things that people think is so silly. But let me just continue where I'm at. If this is what it's all about, this is where I want to stay. Amen. Moses said, we've got a reason to sing. Look what the Lord just did for us. We all would have been dead had not God intervened. Pharaoh and his army would have killed us. But God showed up. Oh, how many of you can remember times in your life when God showed up and you just seen the circumstance turn? You seen the circumstance turn. They had a song to sing. I think we ought to have a song to sing that says, "Lord, I thank you. I know I don't deserve it." How many of us can look at what God's done for us and say, "Lord, I don't know why you've been so good to me." Oh, there's been times when I couldn't sing, but now that I can, I want to praise you for it. There's a song that they sung that said, "I will praise you." Sister Connie, you sing this. "I will praise you early in the morning." How many of you thank him early in the morning? You know what you're doing? You're singing from your soul. "I will praise him in the noonday. I will praise him in the evening time." No matter what time it may be, we ought to praise the Lord for what he's done for us through our song. "He that hath breath, let him sing unto the Lord." Because one day, let me put this in, and I'll find a closing place here in a minute. But you ever seen somebody that had lost all of their ability to sing, and they wanted to sing, and they would sing a song that many of the world would say they was off pitch, they was out of tune, they was out of time? But oh, what a song they sung. Oh, some of y'all ain't been there. You say, "Roger, why was it so spiritual to you?" Because it's not what we heard with our ears. It's what we heard with our heart. Old Pete Smith couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. But when he would begin to sing a song that God put on his heart, it blessed the whole church. You see, we look at what it sounds like. God looks at where did it come from. He had a song to sing. Do you have a song to sing this morning? And I'm not asking you to come up here and sing your song. It's a good place to be, and we ought to have singing in the church of God. But this ought not be the only place that you sing. And the song that Moses and the children of Israel sang, the Bible says in the book of Revelations, in the 15th chapter. Can I start with verse 2? "And I saw as it was a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God." Oh. "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. We're going to sing a song like we've never sung before. And you say, why do you say we'll sing a song? There's another song that comes to mind. Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear? Oh, I got to close here somewhere. With hearts all singing, won't it be wonderful there? You and I, while sometimes we may not have a song down here, when we get to heaven, we're going to sing a song. You say, are we going to sing the same one that Moses and them sang? You know what Moses sang that song? He was giving God the praise and the glory for what God had brought them through. When we get to heaven, we're going to sing a song that's going to praise God for what He has brought us through and given us the victory over the devil, over his mark, over his image, over all of his demons. And we're going to sing a song like you've never heard before. You say, what song is it going to be? I don't know. But when we get there, God will give us the words. It would be all right with me if we would sing that good old Baptist hymnal, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. Oh. But we're going to, you say, how is it going to be good? It's going to be the best sounding song you've ever heard. Because the Bible teaches us that when we get there, the angels that sing around the throne of God continually right now will have to lay down their instruments and hush their voices. Because there is a bunch of people that's coming home to sing a song that the angels know nothing about. In fact, in the book of Revelation, it says, who are these that's robed in white? And his answer came back, these are those that come through great tribulations, had their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. We are the redeemed of God, and we're going to sing a song that the angels cannot sing, and we will sing it for all eternity, praising God that He gave us a song that we could sing. You say, Roger, everything's good with you. You don't have to ever have a time to know song. How many of you know today the devil fights against my house just like he does yours? Right? He tore Becky's transmission up. Yeah. And the phone calls we get about people and the things, the heinous things that they're doing. The bad things that we hear about. I was at work on Friday when I saw that news flash about Nathan, and it just tore my heart. See, this happened, but it goes all the way back to February. I knew nothing about it. And in the midst of a good day, it just tore my spirit. But then I hear that song from Sister Rambo, when I'm low in spirit, I cried, Lord, lift me up, for I want to draw nearer to thee. Oh, how many of you got a song this morning? And when was the last time you sang your song? It's not a song that you just ought to put away and forget about it. In fact, I'll close with this final thought. What's the last thing God brought you through? The last thing. And you say, well, I've been pretty good. I've not really had anything that God has had to bring me through. I think all of us has had things God's had to bring us through. broken hearts, broken spirits, betrayal, lies told about you, people abusing you. The COVID-19 events, the BLMs and all this Antifa and all these good old boys. I didn't know anything about that one, but good boys, I may get it all wrong. What is it? Proud Boys. Never heard of these things. But folks, there's things going on in our country that you and I don't have privy to. Satan is on a warpath. But remember what Moses said? And here in the book of Revelations it said, no matter how hard the devil fights, hallelujah, he can fight all he wants. I've read the back of the book. And the back of the book says, we win. Every one of us. And I hear that song, I'm on the winning side. Oh, thank you, God. See, I feel sorry for these generations didn't grow up when we did. We had the best. Amen. Sister Vi, we was poor, but we were so rich. Because we could go to church and hear them sing a song that the Spirit filled singing, and then a preacher would get up and he would preach about heaven and hell. You say, is that all they ever preached about? They preached about heaven and hell. And you know what? It got us saved. Today we try to sugarcoat it. I say, leave the sugar in the bowl. Let's get down to bare facts and tell the world, you better get saved because Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon, many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead in Christ shall rise. Rise and meet them in the sky. See, these songs had substance to them. It wasn't like cereal. It was like gravy and biscuits. It'd stick with you. Amen? What is your song? Robin, Sharon, get us a song this morning. What is your song today? Have you sung any songs this week? And I tell you, people say, yeah, I've sung all kinds of them. I've sung all kinds of them. Brother Ron, some of these kids are listening to stuff that ain't fit. And before we get too critical of them, let's go back to the way rock and roll was in country. Wasn't fit to listen to. Talking about drinking and cursing and taking somebody else's wife or husband. And then I hear an old song from Loretta. Ain't no woman. Yeah. Right? You say, you just got a whole litany of songs. Folks, I don't know how I know so much. I got things stuck up here. I wish I could get out so I could put more good things in there. Amen? But I ask you this morning, what is your song?
I'm saved.
Yeah. There we go. There you go. He's got a song today. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lloyd.
I got a song.
Yes.
Real.
Yes.
Thought something made up.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad it lives inside.
Yeah.
Nobody could take it away. Nobody could give it. But Jesus himself.
Amen.
I'm so glad when he come in, he let me know what, what was happening. People say, well, I think I got it. Let me tell you something. Salvation is not I think I got it. Salvation is I know that I'm saved.
Amen.
I know what he gave. God, and I'm glad I do.
Yes.
How will I tell you, anyone that don't know, they say, I just don't know. If you don't know that you've been a dead and come alive,
yeah.
I told you in sin, you're still dead, and in the trespasses of your sin, that's what Jesus said. He said, I liken you unto a man that is dead and in trespasses of sin, and in life. Well, praise the Lord, life came in and changed me and made a new creation in me and out of me. And I thank God I've been trying to tell the story of His marvelous grace from that day on. And I haven't even been able to touch the service, but that gives me no reason to quit trying. I've got it inside. I know He's there, and I'm going to keep preaching.
Yes.
I'm going to keep saying, I'm going to keep teaching that what God has done for me.
Yeah.
For me, He'll do the same for you.
Sure will.
Aren't you glad?
Yes.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Yes.
I'm glad I know I am.
Yes.
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Amen.
That's how I feel today.
Amen.
I'm saved and I'm told that I am.
Yes.
I'm going to heaven and I know that I am. I've escaped hell and I know that I am. Because Jesus lives inside of me. Not that there is anything good about me, but there is goodness in me.
Yes.
Because y'all live.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless our brother today. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. If you've lost your song, won't you come back to God and get it? Come back. He'll put a new song in your heart. You're lost and undone. Come and experience what Lloyd has said and what God wants to give you, that you can have a song that will help you through this dark world in which we live in. Would you do that this morning while they sing, Robbie? You're going through, do you have a song today? Do you have a song of what God has done for you? Come on home. Yes. You're around people that love you this morning. Jesus is calling. While they pause for just a minute, today we're living in a world that has no song to sing. They can't testify about what God has brought them through because they don't know God. Some people depend on their luck. They depend on karma. They depend on everything the world has to offer. And have really, at the end of the day, they have nothing that they can truly count on. My song is about a Savior that loves me and loves you. That said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And sometimes I feel like, Lord, where are you at? But then I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit show up. And I say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I question you. You see, I have a song to sing even in the midnight hour. How many of you have ever laid on your bed at night, tears going down your cheek, and you feel like your world has just collapsed? And then God gives you a song. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, I still wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Amen. It's not been without problems, but in every problem, God gave me a song. And He'll give you a song. And nobody can sing your song like you can. Amen. Can we have one last verse, Rob? And I ask you, don't hang your harp up in the willow tree. Yeah, the world is bad. There's a lot of bad things going on out there. But God is still God. He's still on the throne. Why don't you give it to Him and say, Lord, help me with my song, while we sing His last verse. Take that step today. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. Thank you, Maddie, for singing your song this morning. People say, well, she sung with Jack and also with Sarah. But when she stood here and testified, she was singing her song. Amen. How many of you remember that day that God called you out of darkness into His marvelous light? He gave us a song. Praise and glory for all of His mighty works. I hope you've enjoyed being in the house of the Lord today. I know I've enjoyed being here. And the next time you think you have no reason to sing, just think back on all that God has done for you. Yes. When you think back on it, you won't have to go very far to a place where God has blessed you and brought you through the circumstances. Remember, Wednesday night at 6:30. And I heard, I guess it was yesterday, on the news, Hamilton County's back red now. Claremont's back red too. When is this ever going to end? Yeah. Well, there's many, many thoughts about that one. You know, I'll give you mine and then we'll close. Come after the election, if the Democrats win, the mask will go away. If the Republicans win, we're going to be still wearing masks for a while because the Democrats ain't going to let go. Is that true? It's God's will, yes. I believe that. But this, the devil is working hard. He's working hard. And aren't you glad that we can disagree and still love each other? Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great week. Sing your song and sing it often, because your song will put the devil on the run. Amen. God bless you today.